Matt, we'll start with Solway. What were your thoughts from Saturday night's game?
Saturday night's game is it's the first time we've played in Solway as a club, and you know, I'm still very, very pleased the way that we turned up and we went to work, and we said that we needed to be in the game by the start of the third period. And the boys dug deep, and it was 1-0 first period. It was a 1-1 second. Got it back to 1-1, and then obviously entered the third period in a position where we wanted to be. Short on numbers, I think we had about 14 players. But having said that, Solway play that week in, week out, so can't use that as an excuse. Did arrive a little bit late, but you know, also for me, I didn't really want to be hanging around an ice rink, so I think that it didn't really go against us anyway. So I think we just got to work, and the thing is, we're not letting ourselves down with our performances. It's just at times, it's just those immature and inexperienced areas where we get turned over and they capitalise, and that's a little bit of a trend at the moment, and we've got to try and pull that together as a team and sort it out.
We had that long trip on Saturday, then to come back here, back to Nottingham in the early hours of the morning, to then face a strong Blackburn side who hadn't played on the Saturday night. End of 40 minutes and it was 0-0, and it was two quick goals at the start of the third again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we need to cancel 40 minutes to 45 minutes, and if we can get rid of that in our game, then we'll be there or thereabouts. You know, I think the Blackburn staff again and that they probably underestimated us a little bit the first two periods, and we went to work and went to battle, and we did ourselves proud, and then again we just switched off in that first 5 minutes. Or did we switch off, or did Blackburn up the game? You know, it doesn't really matter. They did what they needed to do, and made it harder. There was still 15 minutes to go, and we kept battling, and that's one of the things that we do, and we don't give up. You know, we got it back to I think they went three up, and then we managed to get another one, but it just a little bit too late. Nobody's down. I think that was the other thing. You know, yes, it was a late night last night, and but we were fresh. We were fresh. We've got youth. We've got experience, and we just need something to push us over that finishing line. And you know, I firmly believe something, you know, it's coming. It's definitely coming. It's coming together. Still short of Connor at the moment. So Connor will be in November. That will give us another new body. But this competition places, which is good. So everybody's up for the challenge, and we'll keep working.
Still plenty you can work on ahead of Solihull next weekend.
Yeah, a huge amount to work on. You know, every week we've got at least a list of four or five things we need to work on, and in some areas we're doing really well, and some areas need vast improvement. We need to be able to get the puck deeper, we need to be more composed on the puck, and just be a little bit more organised in our defensive zone and make sure we can get that outlet pass and get out of our zone easier. But there's just so much to the guys have got to learn and pick up, and they are learning and they are picking up, but it's just every week we've just got to keep going back to work and back to work. But the good thing is we've got a good room. That's what we said when we first pulled the team together. If we haven't got a good room, then there's no point. But these guys are working for each other. They get on well together, and we will pick up our points very soon.